Hello. Welcome to your meditation practice as part of the Open Heart Project. My name is Susan Piver. I'm very happy to sit with you in meditation. We're going to sit together today for 10 minutes. And if this is your first time sitting with the Open Heart Project, welcome. I'm going to give the full instruction, so we're glad you're here. And we're going to start soon. So please take your seat, get settled, whether you're on a cushion on the floor with your legs crossed loosely in front of you, or in a chair. And if you sit in a chair, which is excellent, please sit with your feet flat on the floor. This week, I want to talk to you before we sit about the quality that I think we are most sorely in need of on planet Earth today. Big statement, I know. I stand by it. And that something is called compassion. Last week, we talked about loving kindness. Loving kindness and compassion in Buddhist thought are considered to be four of the qualities that we each possess in unlimited supply. In fact, they are called the four immeasurables. Loving kindness, which we talked about last week, which begins with recognizing what we have in common with each other. And the second is compassion, which means feeling someone else's pain in your own heart. So when we talk about things like loving kindness and compassion, especially for people who enrage us or who we think are doing horrible things, it's very easy to be mistaken for, I believe the technical term is a candy ass, because it is thought that loving kindness and compassion are synonymous with being nice or love and light or, well, everything's fine, everything's okay, we're all in this together, and we are all in this together, but at no point in my 25 plus years of meditation practice and Buddhist study have I ever found one instance of compassion being depicted as niceness. Compassion instead means opening to who and what is in front of you, noticing what you feel, taking it in, and then responding from your heart, not from your playbook, not from what does it look like if I say this or do that. Compassion is not synonymous with nice, it's synonymous with awake. So the best definition I ever heard of compassion, not my own, but someone told me, is the ability to hold love and pain in your heart at the same time. And when you examine instances where you have felt genuine compassion in your life, my guess is you'll find that that's so. You feel love and pain, and they're inseparable. Now, those are two very difficult things to feel in concert. It hurts. My observation, true or not, is my observation that we as humans will go a long distance to avoid feeling that pain. And in fact, rather than feeling that pain, well, we start with explaining why someone is doing what they're doing. Well, they're doing this because of thus and such. Or making a 10-point case for why they're wrong or why they're right. Or, you know, at worst, just turning your back. I'm going to turn my back on you because what you're saying is so enraging to me and so upsetting that I am not willing to consider you as human, so see ya. I understand that. There are people out there who I feel that way about too. But I would like to tell you, I feel quite certain about this, that division of us on this side and them on that side is at the root of the incredible divisiveness and conflict that we have in our world today. Big statement, I know. I stand by it. And it doesn't start with public opinion. It doesn't start with research. It doesn't start with theories. It starts with me shutting off within myself to you. Don't take my word for that or anything. Examine yourself and see if that is not so. So compassion is rooted in an open channel between me and you. Now, we don't want to start with the people that we hate the most on planet Earth. And there are people I hate too. I'm a human being. Don't start there. That's too hard. Start with being willing to feel the pain of those you love, without trying to fix it, without trying to explain to them how they should do things differently, without coming up with your reasons for why they feel this way and how they can feel otherwise, but instead just allow it to touch you. Compassion starts with feeling. So begin there. You could even begin with yourself, feeling compassion for your own pain. So that's a very brave thing to do, because we all want to run from pain. Very brave to feel it instead. I hear from a lot of you about your understandable pain, rage, sorrow, anxiety about, for example, the political situation in the United States, where I live, and it's in other countries too. How can I feel compassion for people who I think are destroying the world? That is an excellent question. I will say again, don't start with that. Start with yourself. Start with recognizing the agitation and pain and despair even that you may feel. And instead of trying to feel compassionate for the people who may you feel are causing this, and you may be right, begin with feeling compassion for yourself. I hope that I can learn to live with this situation. I feel for myself and all that I am struggling with. And then, don't stop there, add in all the other people who feel as you do. So not just compassion for myself and wish that I could be relieved from suffering, which is good, but you could extend that to, and I also wish that everyone who suffers as I do, for the reasons that I suffer, everyone on my side, can also be relieved of this terrible suffering and this anxiety and despair. So start with that. And then at some point, see if you can extend it to the people who you feel are causing us to feel this way, you or whoever is your us. Start with yourself. And in those moments as you go through the day where you're like, this is impossible, this is crazy, this cannot stand, stop. Before you just start to lay the blame at someone's feet, and they may deserve that blame, I'm not saying otherwise, feel how painful it is for you. And take a moment and rouse the aspiration that everyone who feels this pain could be relieved from their suffering. So extend it and be willing to feel love and compassion in your own heart together. So I hope this is of interest. I find that I'm employing these teachings quite a bit myself these days. Let me know. I always love to hear from you. So let's practice. Meditation, by the way, is the beginning of compassion because it helps us to pause between feeling and opinion, feeling and action. It helps us to stay with feeling, which is, as I say, the root of compassion. So it's not a mystery that meditation and compassion have long been associated. Okay, we're going to sit. Begin your practice by appreciating yourself for getting to your practice. That's not a simple thing. But here you are, and here we are, and we're going to sit together. The hands rest on the legs, palms down, just above the knee or somewhere on your legs that feels comfortable. Feel your sit bones as if they could reach down. In other words, feel rooted. Sit up straight. And notice the strength of your back body. and allow your front body to soften. Your belly, your chest, your shoulders can relax down. And feel this interesting combination of strength and softness and how they are inseparable, just like your back and your front. The mouth is closed. The lips and teeth are slightly parted. And let the jaw relax. And the vocal cords and everything involved in speech can relax because you don't have to talk right now. And that is a joy. It's a luxury. The breath is natural in and out through the nose. The eyes are open, and the gaze is cast down to a spot in front, up to 6 feet or 1.5 meters or so, or less, depending on where your screen is. And let the eyes be very soft. And rather than searching for something in space through the eyes, let the eyes receive what is in the space in front. And the crown of the head reaches up a little bit while the sit bones continue to reach down. Let your attention rest on the breath, meaning feel your body breathe. Feel the inhale. Feel the exhale. We're not observing the breath. We're feeling it. So just let your attention rest on the bodily sensation of breathing in and out. And stay with the breath as best you can. Your mind will continue to make thoughts because that's what it does, so thank you very much. There's no effort to change that or stop that or at all. Rather, let your thoughts be as they are. Imagine that they're like a stream running by the side of your house or your apartment or wherever you are, and they're just flowing. And you can sort of hear the stream. But it's a little bit in the background, and what's in the foreground is your breath. So most of your thoughts will just stream by. You don't have to do anything about them at all. They'll come and go on their own. No problem. However, at some point you may notice that you've become absorbed in thought, like you've jumped in the stream, to the point where you are no longer aware of your breath. Now we want to do something. 4 little gestures of mind. First, notice that. Notice that. You're thinking. That's different than meditating. 1, notice. 2, let go. Let go is not chop off or stuff down or punch. It just let go. 3, gently bring your attention back to the breath. 4, begin again, allowing your attention to flow in and out on the wave of breath. So we'll sit together. Thank you so much for your practice. I really appreciate it. Thank you for practicing with me. I appreciate that too. Thank you for practicing together. And come back next week. We'll talk about the third of the four immeasurables, which is the beautifully named sympathetic joy. I wish you a wonderful week.